Yeah, I got that.
I see now, that's the plan.
Look, Mickey calls, look, Mickey, gamble. Look, Mickey, you go hunting. For hours.
Did you ever get stuck overnight out in the water?
Huh?
Did you ever get stuck out in the water for a long time?
Yeah, too that way, overnight.
Did you get stuck in the water overnight? Unuhpak. Stuckaschuten spit, spit. Imach pigmi.
Yeah. Sometimes.
You were stuck before?
Yeah.
Overnight?
Yeah. Overnight, when we stop out, not close to the village, we stop overnight. Sometimes 3 days, stop, couldn't back to the shore. Too much ice, close to the shore ice. Yeah, we've been in a hard time sometimes. Yeah. That's the way always, when good hunting, we never stop. If come when always, when they come to the shore, take our meat to the Michela and go back again. Always, we never stop, never sleep. 2 days, never sleep. Keep hunting. Because when bad weather, we will not go hunting. When bad weather come, they cut meat, little dry. Dry, you know, same thing that boy, dry meat. Yeah, hang on the wrap. Yeah, we do it that way all. Yeah. Because it will not spoil when they dry. Yeah, that's the way we do it, always. Ladies cut meat ready for the hang the wall. Getting dry. Mostly not big, not bold, big one. We don't dry them up because heavy, too tough. Only mostly young one.
What do you do with the big
ones? Yeah, young ones, but you know, they cut the skin, the female hide, for the skin both were covered. That's why the female use it for a wall, for a skin boat. That's why they cut it for the whole skin, for the using for a skin boat. Female hide. We don't use the male, female only. We use the female hide.
When does
he
use the male?
How come you don't use the male hide?
Too thick. Yeah, too thick, too much. Female hide is pretty good.
Do you use the male for anything? What do you use the male for?
Do you use the male walrus for anything?
Yeah, for me. Only we use for the some of them when we kill that female about 8 inches touch for young one. For make for the wall tied ready for the our house.
Oh
yeah.
For your house.
Yeah. When you drive for house. Because our house was covered with a wall tied. long time ago.
Mm.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Everybody work, hard work.
Yeah.
When they see that the wall was, what section of the body did it try to hit?
Im nutkhagu azbak nakhun tutla nakhun tlakhtiu
nasq
head right in the head about from eight from eyes to the 6 inches back yeah about 6 inches because brain right here about 6 inches yeah brain count thinner bone near the eyes, when the body wound and catch water, mostly kill on the brain.
The beginning of that movie said it was 200 miles from the mainland. Is that?
Oh, good. Yeah, then good. Allah Quran, Sahab.
What?
I'm not exactly sure on that.
I don't know if I misread it.
How many miles? No, Mom.
You know that touch we saw the movie? Warren Kuzada, brother. He been out, stuck ice, couldn't throw it. I don't know how many days he out in the sea.
Mm.
That's why the boys, right, my cousin house on top, they tried to see him, but they see him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but the current takes to the east, south side, feeding further.
Mm.
But helicopter, you bring them. You see that helicopter?
Mm.
Yeah.
How many miles Sivu Karmut Nunamak from Nomer?
Maybe
200?
I think 100 over.
I think that's what they said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Jimmy, how do they pick a crew, hunting crew? Who gets to go in one boat?
Sometimes three boys. We should roll. First, you know, boat driver.
Mm.
When first they were shorted. Then other boys, when they come up, then shoot another wall.
Mm.
Sometimes three walrus kill, I know. In the ice, when they let the walrus come up, don't have the ice.
Mm. Who picks the boys to go with them?
Older people, those who were older or was teach them how to young ones.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are they there?
Always not put the rifle up, always. Do it this way, hold it, not this way. Always side of the striker in the front, behind two boys. Rifle, take this way always. Because sometimes young ones, they don't know because he wouldn't go over to this way. Tell them, you better not do it that way. Just watch them this side. Or this side, don't go this way. You might shoot them. Driver. Because one time, I know Alfred Tamil, one of boys, they never listen. He tried to this way, shot it right here, almost cut the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, just the bone right head, little bit cut.
Mm. Mm.
Not the brain. Almost kill him. Yeah.
When they go walrus hunting, do they have captain or not?
The captain. And the captain.
And the captain picks the boys?
Yeah. Watch them. Tell them. Always.
How do they pick the boys? Are they their kids or grandchildren? Or?
Yeah. Mm. Because sometimes they're not both crow. You want six-foot crow, they're all right. When we stop, could flow the shore, sometimes we drag skin boat and pull up. On top, because got water outside, we go over it, on top of the ice. That's why. Try 6 boats always, the good crawl. Sometimes four.
Four to six boats?
Yeah, pretty hard. Or skin boats, a little bit heavy. But that, we drag them on the ice. That's why we teach them young boys, I mean, grandchildren. Or somebody, parent boys, and we go on to other boys. That's why I teach them all work.
Who did you have in your boat,
yeah.
Gina? Your grandchildren or
my
your
boy,
son?
My boy.
Your son?
Yeah, my son.
Afchin.
My also, right now, it's my grandboy. He got own boat now. He tried to hunt walrus by own boat.
So they can either be the grandchildren or their children, or their friends' children.
Yeah, sometimes other boys ask, I want to go hunting with your boat. Okay, good. Come, anytime when you start. You call me in the morning when you start to go hunting. In the morning, you call them. We go hunting, you got to ride right away.
What time do you go?
Early, before daylight sometime. Starting daylight, we go hunting. Short sleep sometime, 2 hours, 1 hour sleep. Good hunting. Young boys, slavy. Yeah, young boys, slavy. But we always tell them, wake up, don't sleep. That's as far as we do it.
Do you think the young people are as tough as you were?
I don't know.
Are they as tough?
Are they
strong?
Strong.
Strong, makacho. Kayata katlo.
Kayu tut ka esptun. Esptun?
Ah, kon po ang lit kat.
You think the boys today are strong? Rinpak?
Ah,
kon. Tanagawlo?
Ah, kon po. Alakwa ka, but we talk to teach them. You better not stay out when we go back to village. You better go sleep. Sometimes, because young boys couldn't let them get up, so leave them sleep. couldn't get up. Well, you know, see, you watch the current moving the ice, the current from south, current more stronger. Some maybe 1 or 2 hours, current stop from the south, from the north, current couple hours moving, no more south moving from north moving. Couple hours, do it that way always. Ice move. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 2 hours, move another way. That's why we watching to current. Because from north current it was closed. From south when the current moved it was started. From the north, it will push to the shore. The current moves. We watch them always do that. Yeah, pretty hard time. We don't sleep much.
Papa is uncutting anyway.
You see that name was, that's my my father, his father is a relation, cultural relation, just like a cousin.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he was your cousin?
Yeah, they, you know that just some of them both. Mm. The Tom is it's a adopted boy. The Tom is, he was put through got to know that boy. Now he's got own boat now. Yeah. Now own boat.
Mm.
Yeah.
Does the person that owns the boat get most of the meat?
Mm. Yeah. When no goat hunting, they cut the meat dry. Mm-hmm. That's why that boy dry. Wife is cutting, ready for dry. Mm-hmm. When the blood, what wonderful hunting.
Mm-hmm. Do the captains get more meat than the boys?
Yeah, mm-hmm. More meat. Mm-hmm. They would crawl from other place, I mean other house, some three or four boys, they go would crawl on the one boat.
Mm-hmm.
So they divide it. When they come to the shore, they divide meat. Every boy takes meat. Mm. They divide it. Mm. Because they got own house.
Mm.
Yeah.
But the
except if the captain boat, they save a task.
Oh.
When the bad water, they give them some divide task. Divide it to.
Task?
Yeah,
two wounds.
Mm.
Oh.
Sometimes when they take out, they give it a boat crow.
Mm-hmm.
But the captain gets more touch. Mm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do they cut up kapuku?
Yeah, right.
Naka. Ay, wakse tanga ta. Ingon nang kong kokayo.
Yeah, when somebody that got, you got no. No meat, when they come to shore, they cut the walrus meat, divide to somebody, give it to somebody, not going hungry.
Mm.
Yeah. Because they got no meat. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
You boil the meat or you?
Yeah, boil it. Boil it. Cook it.
Long time or a little bit?
Maybe,
So fast.
Yeah.
I cook
lots of time. Before I cook with the sea oil lamb. Yeah, this was for I
cook.
But the boil. Yeah.
What about the skin? You don't boil the skin?
Boil it, me? Yeah, we boil it. We eat it. We eat it. Boil it, me. Boil the skin. With a blubber, we eat it. But they got the fur, take out the fur. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What's the best part to eat? The stomach, the back, the fins?
What's the best part of Azabak? Best?
Meat. We get all the meat, the skin too.
Mm. What do you like the most?
Nakut pinyala kapat na lit. Kumugani.
Oh, meat for the body, rib. Yeah, backside. The backside.
The backside.
Yeah. Mm.
The rib from the backside.
Lots of meat.
Mm.
Also, we eat some liver. Walrus liver.
You have to eat it fresh?
Yeah.
Hot?
Yeah, no matter raw.
Right.
Oh, fried.
No matter raw. We eat it uncooked. Yeah. When we are at the board, yeah. Except the meat, yeah. Except the meat.
You eat the brain?
No. Only water skin. Mangona, we call mangona. With the blubber. Boil it.
What were they doing with the intestines? Were they saving the intestines
from growth? Also, liver and hand.
I have some in my freezer.
Yeah.
You want some?
No.
Imu.
No, we got to put the freezer over.
Oh, yeah.
Kilomi. Right. Kilomi. Kilomi.
Kiloika, ropak tweet. No. King and Naganoku. Kilo.
Also, heart.
Using for raincoat.
Example, yeah. Heart. Also, we eat a self heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they eat the heart and the liver, and the intestines they use for raincoat. In my village, we don't save the skin anymore, so we eat the skin also, the hair, and they say that that coarse stuff.
Yeah.
Cleanses the lining of your stomach, just like we eat the input. We call them needle fish. They're the little fish you can have, but they're all spiky all over. Like when you chew on them, they stick to your gums. But anyhow, those are supposed to work as a cleanser for your body system. So they scrape your throat and everything else. But anyhow, maybe we can continue this next week. Are there any more journals to be handed in? Okay. And may I meet the grad students for a second here?